This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mac, and Dylan. And we're going to get to fair or foul momentarily. But last night, NBA playoffs, we had game two of the Western Conference. OKC took down the Timberwolves 118-103. SGA had a really great night after getting his MVP award, bringing in 38 points, 8 assists. Game three shifts to Minnesota on Saturday at 8:30.
Minnesota has to play a cleaner game. 14 turnovers, 22 points allowed off those turnovers. Can't have that happen again. And it can't just be Ant-Man and either Julius Randle or Jaden McDaniels. It has to be Ant-Man, Jaden McDaniels, Julius Randle carrying you. A guy like Naz Reid has to step up too. He's been porous from the three-point line over these past couple games. He was better as far as getting to the rim last night, but Naz Reid has to shoot better from the three because that's where he's really effective, because you have to follow him out to the three-point line, and then he can drive past you as well if you're guarding him too hard on the three. So Naz Reid has to shoot better. The Timberwolves team overall has to shoot better, and they can't turn the ball over like they did last night.
And tonight, Eastern Conference has game two. New York Pacers are up one in the series, and they'll play the Knicks tonight, 8 p.m.
There you go. Speaking of look-aheads, we'll do the wake-up call coming up at 8 o'clock. And it's been well-documented this week that Grant McCauley, if in fact Ronald Acuna Jr. was making his presence known at Truist Park tonight, is letting his wife, Allie, go to a concert alone. So what we want to hear from you on the wake-up call, tell us which concert you are willing to attend by yourself. You love this artist so much. You're like, you know what? I'm going. I don't care if anybody wants to go. As a matter of fact, tell us which one you'd be forced to attend by yourself because nobody else wants to go with you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not going alone.
I would never let my wife go to the mean streets of Alpharetta alone. I mean, I can't imagine what kind of husband would do that. But
I would gladly go to a Drake concert by myself every day of the week.
Simone clearly goes to his enemies' concerts.
Yeah, she's a little bit of a traitor, but, you know, it's okay. She can be a op.
Anyways. Keith Urban on tap tonight for Allie. Grant McCauley on tap for us coming up at 8:20. We'll talk to him about all things Braves and Keith Urban. So that'll be fun. Real quick before we get the fair foul, the college football playoff going to the new straight seeding model, guys. That means that, that's going to happen this fall. They announced this yesterday. Remember this past season, it was the four highest ranked conference champions earned the top four seeds. That's not what's happening. They're going to reward the selection committee's top four teams with the top four seeds. So you don't have to win the conference championship to be a top four seeds. The money stays the same. Like, if you win the conference championship, you're still going to make the money like you were a top four seed. The $8 million, I believe it was. But everything else kind of staying status quo as they move. I can't imagine there's many people with pushback on this. We went over kind of how that bracket would have looked last year. Texas and some of the other teams that were obviously some of the better teams in the country don't have to take a back seat. But, again, the teams that are, what, 5 through 8, now getting those home games, it's another thing to keep an eye on. But I think we're moving in the right direction.
It really doesn't affect me, because if Georgia loses in the SEC championship game and that's their first loss, and somehow they are, like, you know, they drop down to 5 or 6, you know, in the past, in last year's thing.
Right, yep.
And then they have to go on the road, or they play their first game at home, they win, and then they have to go play a conference champion like Boise State or something.
Yeah. The Smurf turf.
They're going to win. No, it would be on neutral field at that point. They would still beat them. Like, I just don't – I don't need 12 teams. I've always said that. The whole idea of 12 teams is too many. I always thought if you do it more than four, then I'd give me eight. There's not 12 teams in college football that can win a national title. Okay? That's just the reality of college sports as far as
– Fair point.
Is basketball and even in basketball the same way. It's
especially the way the financial model is working right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. So, you're just guaranteeing that those teams are rested, and you know the teams that are already the kind of the powerhouse, anyways. No matter what, they're going to be rested, and for a neutral site, it's fine. It doesn't matter. That didn't change anything for me. It is a little weird though to think that a 2-loss or 3-loss team, just because of where they what conference they play and maybe what their name is going to have a bye. Where you're going to have a 1-loss conference champion, possibly maybe a 0-loss conference champion, having to play the first weekend. That's going to be a little bit unsettling, I think, for some people. But again, to me in college football, there's really only two or three teams that are going to win a national title anyways.
Did you hear? I almost said Coach Saban because I still refer to him that way. Nick Saban's comments the other day about how he thinks it needs to expand to 16 now. He's like, dude, I didn't want to go to 12 because I wanted the bowl games to still mean something. And now that the cat's out of the bag and the bowl games are taking a back seat. You need to go to 16 because there's too many good teams being left out.
I don't agree with that. And I don't think
it was tough. Remember last year, the cutoff at 12 was tough. Remember the conversations around Ole Miss, Tennessee, and everything else?
But you know why it's tough? Because we're talking about 3-loss teams.
I know.
That's the only reason.
Remember, I did not want Bama in. I was like, Bama doesn't deserve to be in.
And honestly, had Bama went to the college football playoff, you'd have been it would almost been a travesty last year to allow a team
I agree. That
was in. That's my point. The only reason South Carolina got blown out twice last year. Yeah, we're talking about how they're one of the hottest teams in college football, and they got left out, and they shouldn't have. The reality is, the decision is only tough based on the
it's relative.
Yes,
it's a moving bar.
Yes, because we're talking now about 2- and 3-loss teams, but we're not talking about a 1-loss team in the Mountain West or whatever.
Right.
We're talking about 3-loss teams in the Big Ten and the SEC. That's it. That's the only reason why it's tough.
Yeah.
I just, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so, look.
Let's talk about mosquitoes.
I'm just excited that we're not punting this to 2026. Like, I just love when things that need to be changed happen now. I'm like, dude, let's go ahead and, like, why are, you know, so many
efficiency.
Times things come out and they're like, yeah, starting in 2026, but this year it'll stay the same. It's like, no.
And
don't do that.
You know what that is? That's the reality of what Pat Forty told us yesterday. Stop acting like the commissioners and the schools control it.
Agreed.
Fox controls it. ESPN controls it. Whatever you want to say, the TV stations control college football.
Yeah, it's mic'd up, but I'm going to host Fair or Foul today.
She just cracked her knuckles very aggressively. She just extended her arms and cracked her knuckles.
It's fun to hear these two debate. So we've got some hard-hitting questions. I know you've been thinking about it for quite some time, this first one. Let's just get down to it. I'm going to throw out some statements. You debate fair or foul. So, Mike, fair or foul? A mosquito with a chainsaw. Is far deadlier than 100 bees with brass knuckles.
You know, it was so funny when this came up yesterday, and obviously if you guys heard the recycler yesterday, Allie teased this question. The first question was, is it a mosquito-sized chainsaw? And I was like, dude, where are we going? What are we doing here? Is it no, it can't be a mosquito. Like, that would be so tiny you can't even see it. That would be like a paper cut. There's only one answer here. And I think that Bo's going to go down the same route as me. Maybe he's not. The 100 bees with brass knuckles are going to get you. I can dip, duck, dodge, and dip and dodge, or whatever the five D's are from dodgeball. I can do that with one chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can get, you get 100 bees with brass knuckles. Now I don't know how much of a punch they're packing, but you're not getting rid of those things. You're taking some wounds. You're taking some licks. The 100 bees with brass knuckles is, we're going somewhere with that one, man. That sounds terrifying.
I think a little quick mosquito with the long little dangly little arm thingies that they have with a big old chainsaw, that's a lot of reach, Mike, and they're quick, and a chainsaw hurts, and it cuts immediately. I mean, you're going to lose a limb. You're going to lose a limb.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm just telling you, that one chainsaw ain't going to get me. 100 bees, though, they're bound to land a shot.
I'm going to tell you something. You ain't as fast as you think, all right?
Neither is that mosquito.
But you're going to lose a limb in no time. You're going to bleed out.
Do the thing where you clap over the top of them so that you...
You're going to bleed out quickly, man.
Yeah, like, that mosquito could have malaria, too. Just saying.
Well, is that going to be infected in the chainsaw blade? I'm confused. Like, what is going on here?
Are we talking about getting... We gotta move on.
All right, Memorial Day.
You ever
Day.
See a chainsaw moving around wildly without, you know, anyone controlling
juggling
it?
Juggling chainsaws. Yeah. Three mosquitoes juggling chainsaws.
Oh, yes.
These are ridiculous images you're making in my mind right now. All right, Memorial Day is the unofficial start to summer. So fair or foul, Bo, someone in this studio will come back on Tuesday with a sunburn.
Fair. Here, let me show you a picture. It's gonna be Mike, and Mike's gonna have the dumbest tan sunburn ever, Allie, because it's, you see how his hat is?
Yeah, I knew we were going this route.
I mean, that's what you're gonna have.
Got a half moon on my forehead because
I got pictures.
Yeah, it's look like at, a look I don't at know, th- farmer's tan.
Allie,
plus
look
one.
At this.
Yeah,
yeah, that was
now Bo's walking all the way across the studio to show Allie.
That was a rough tan, Mike.
Oh yeah,
I remember that like it was yesterday.
That one hurt.
How long did that take to go away?
I didn't wear a hat for like a solid 2 weeks after that, just trying to get rid of it, and it was still a thing. Like it was not just a tan; it was a burn.
Yeah,
like I got scalded with a half circle on my head.
And it's a race that starts.
So it's fair
at night. Well, it doesn't start at night. It starts at like 5 p.m.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is it's not going to get dark to like what 9, 8 o'clock, 8:30. But he's going to be out there tailgating all day.
Right.
So, and he doesn't know how to wear his hat the right way, only backwards. And there's really no wrong way to wear a hat. Well, there is, but forward or backwards is fine. And because I wear mine backwards, but I'm telling you, it's so fair. He's going to look ridiculous.
It's fair. I'm definitely getting burned.
All right. We're in agreement on that. Fair. All right. Fair or foul. Michael Penix Jr. will throw for at least 3,800 yards this season.
Fair. Fair. I honestly hope that it's a lot closer than. Anybody that's out there going, yeah, I hope he throws for 5,000. But let's be realistic about what this team is. We don't want him having to put the ball in the air that much, I don't think. I would like a run heavy. I'd like Bijan to get, you know, 1,800 yards rushing and doing all those things. I don't need him to throw for 5,000. 3,800, I'm right there. Like, I think we're hitting the number on the head at 3,800.
It's I don't even know what the question was, but I think it's fair. He'll throw for at least 3,800 yards. Let me tell you one. This is what the NFL has become. 1,000 yards rushing and 4,000 yards passing, they ain't so special.
They ain't
anymore.
Going to the playoffs. They're not even going to the playoffs at that point.
Those are not special numbers anymore.
It's crazy.
And
it's like you added one game, and it's like, I don't
know. I'm not crapping on the question. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that it's easy to imagine him having that because they're just not as special of numbers as they used to be.
Yeah. Okay. All right, fair. Yeah. All right, fair or foul, Tom Brady will not be in attendance of Bill Belichick's wedding to Jordan if that engagement is real.
Whoa.
Well, it's fair he won't be in attendance. I don't even think there'll be a ceremony. She probably won't allow it. Either that or it'll be so big that she will have the guest list so strict that no one that's ever said a bad thing, you know what? Nobody will be there.
The quickness with which Tom Brady will call his publicist and find something else to be on his schedule, it would be unbelievable. Because you know that said 24, what is she, 24, 25? You just know that she's like, we got to invite Tom.
Exactly.
Because this is part of the publicity tour that I'm on right now. And you just know Tom's calling his publicist going, I don't care if it's a gala in Italy. Put it on the freaking calendar. I ain't going to the wedding. All right, make something up about somewhere else I've already got previous engagements with.
All right, we got time for one more. We had a big discussion on throwing out your dog's number twos yesterday. Fair or foul, people who do not pick up their dog's poop should spend one night in custody. Not necessarily jail, but like an adult timeout to think about what they've done.
Yeah, like a paddy wagon.
Yes.
Yes, I am 100% fair. As a matter of fact, when we had this conversation, we talked about how some apartment complexes will take the DNA of your dog so they can diagnose who exactly left their poop outside. I'm all about this life, man. Like HOA for life. I'm all in that.
I think it's foul, but hear me out. The punishment to me should be they should have to go to a dog park for a week and pick up poo for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
The guys
they call, do they call them at Fetch? The Bark Rangers?
Yeah.
The Bark Rangers?
Yeah,
but for sure.
But put them in like the vests and stuff, like the neon vests, picking up trash.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I don't know.
But they don't get the poker. They just got to wear gloves.
I don't know. It's the worst. Don't even get me started. I'll go off on a tangent.
Don't think you're supposed to be in jail, but a whole week.
Paddy
wagon,
dude. Yeah.
They should have to go, they should have to be a bark ranger, whatever you call it, for a community service for, a day or 5 hours or something.
I'm there with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.